Vic Router from TSN is our guest this morning. Oh, what a pleasure to have you back. The last time you were here, you were locked in a hotel room because it was COVID.
It was.
We couldn't even get together because there was everything going on, and then you broadcasted from an empty arena for a week and a half.
Yeah, for the week and a half, and then they allowed some 500 of the volunteers in, which was really good.
So
yeah.
That was on the championship weekend.
That
That's
was
right.
just the championship
that.
Weekend. Yeah. And so, listen, that whole thing, my gosh, don't get me started.
Yeah.
It's over, and we're moving on.
Yeah.
But no, listen, and what was really nice, the building is such, as you well know, it's an older building. It's concrete box, and it is loud. So we expect, they're talking about 2,500 for the 2 weekends, maybe even sold out. Let's see what Krista does.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of pressure on her. Let's start from the beginning because you've been at this for a very long time. And I'm going to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. We were talking about this earlier this week. You are as connected to curling as anybody. And to me, you are to curling what Bob Cole was to hockey.
Thank you. Wow, that's very nice.
Because honestly, Vic, we've grown up listening to you. And one of the things that we were talking about on the show yesterday is that the best part of having you in the booth with these pros,
right.
the big time, is that you ask them questions that we have. And you do an exceptional job of explaining the game through the eyes of the guys that know. Because you ask the question, well, why would they do this?
Or why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, exactly. And that is, I think that's part of the charm of your group.
And you're kind. And I'll tell you something. I began at TSN in 85 and in 86, and the now late Vice President Jim Thompson said, do you curl? And I said, yeah, I play in a hit and giggle league and some adult pops, and then we tell some lies. And he said, well, we'd like you to do the curling starting in 86. I said, okay. And every year subsequently, he would say, Tilly passed. What do you know about the game?
Mm.
And I said, nothing. He says, perfect.
That's exactly
it. And people today, this day, and now I, because of my hips and the like, I can't play. I used to play 2-3 times a week. I do know the game to a point.
Right.
But I still don't know it at this level. So there's no, and he's always, the argument always was, why would I take something out of the mouth of the expert?
That's right.
Because now they are left to correct me in a way that doesn't embarrass me. So I always leave it open-ended. For us, we'll say, why don't they, they're going to go that, they're going to play the outturn, or Kathy play the intern, or Joe something. And I'll say, well, but there's room on the other side.
Right.
Why wouldn't you go that way?
Because that's what we're saying at home.
We're seeing it at home. Yeah. I'm looking at it, hopefully you. But so that's very complimentary. But people to this day say, are you ever going to play the game? And I hate to tell them, but sure.
Yeah.
No.
That's the attraction to the sports. Why do you love curling so much? I love to watch curling.
Yeah.
I'll go to a couple of bond spiels a year, but are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But it's the attraction to understanding the sport when you are explaining it and talking to these experts.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is what I love to watch, to understand it through your words.
And then I'll tell you, the nicest compliment a person can say, honestly, is they come up and say, we watch you all the time. Oh, well, where do you curl? We don't.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just enjoy it.
Yeah. Right.
And I get that a lot. I'll get that from many people who say, we do not play the game, but we're fascinated by the game.
That's exactly it.
It is a fascinating game. I just want to point out that I did curl in high school.
Yes, you did, John. Yes.
City champs.
Boys,
city champs, 1991. Thank you very much.
Skid or a third or second?
I was a third, but
third.
Thank you, Danny.
Fine.
I was,
no problem.
Carried the bag.
I still have the trophy. But listen, you get to see a different level. And one of the coolest things I think about curling, it is an exceptionally technical sport that looks easy,
right?
But it's not.
Yeah, it's right.
And these guys are thinking 4 shots ahead.
Oh, that, you see, there you make a point.
Because it's fascinating to me.
When Russ first joined us, he comes right off the ice after playing, winning his championships, 4 of them, and then going down to Moncton. But he joins us, and the first thing the producer said, you got to stop. Because he was going this one. Because you, as a skip, you always assume the other person's going to make that shot. Now you're thinking, as you say, 3 and 4 ahead.
Right.
The viewer at home can't do
that. No.
So the producer said, 1, maybe 2 shots. That's it.
Because it gets too complicated.
It gets too complicated for that viewer. All right.
Mm. I want you to go back, if you can, to your very first Scotties.
Oh,
shoot. Like, how far, like, what are we talking? But I want you, how did you feel about saying, listen, here I am, I'm about to call this. This is the Scotties Tournament of Hearts.
86. My first event was the Canadian Mixed in Kamloops in 86. Then we went to London. and it was Marilyn Bodo.
Wow.
And then The Briar was in Kitchener. And I want to see, that was Ed Lukowich.
See, this is...
I don't get me going, because my mind is like, I just... and then the Worlds were in... That was a funny thing. The 86 were in Worlds that in Toronto at the old Coliseum, mm-hmm. where the Marlies play now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. We were doing games like Finland against Czechoslovakia at that time, not Czech Republic.
How are the names?
Well, that's the thing. And, but we would do anything that moved. We were doing those games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that's, so 86 was my first.
Vic Reuter's here. Oh, hi, Vic.
This is fun. Like, yeah. See, this takes me back. We were chatting. This is how I started. I started in radio. Now, I understand radio has changed and the like, but boy, you come in and it's just, you start to get, I like this.
The music. No, it's the music.
Music, and it's just this idea of communicating with people. If they didn't put pictures out and let people know what you look like.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'd have no listeners if our pictures were out there. There's that.
Somebody ran into that bus stop just for that reason.
I have a couple of texts that came in our T-Batel talking text line. Someone said, hey, Dan, our internet is kind of funky this morning. Would you have an extra router laying around? So that came in. Okay. And then Randy texted, that was awesome. He is an icon to curling. Thank you so much. Vic Reuter and his team, of course, calling all the action at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts. Canada's top women curlers are in Thunder Bay. It starts tomorrow night at the Gardens.
Just before we came on the air, you were talking about how long you're going to be away from home. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Oh, the flowers were left and the card is ready.
Okay, you did all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You must have some experience being away on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it does. And then, you know, listen, my wife, I opened my suitcase last night and there was a little bag of chocolates.
How long have you been married?
I put you all to shame.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. How long have you been married?
This time, 6 years.
Wow. Yeah, so you see, the chocolates are still there.
Yeah. But we've been together for 9. In fact, we went out the other night just to celebrate.
Very nice. Yeah.
Let's look at this tournament this week. Last time around, while here in Thunder Bay, a heartbreaker on the ice with Krista McCarville. Yeah. And it seems to me that we have almost a bit of a dynasty between a couple of teams on the women's side.
Well, sure.
That are dominating.
Let's talk Krista first. You have to give her full credit. Unlike 3 years ago, 22, she had to earn her way here and really earn it.
Right? She really did, down to the wire,
right
too.
Right down to the wire.
Yeah.
And I think took it, you know, the younger skip on the other side maybe could have felt the hands around the throat a bit. Mm-hmm. So here she is now, the pressure to play at home.
It's huge.
Are we going to have the Guju moment as we did in 17 when Guju won at home?
Yeah. My gosh.
That was, for me, my most memorable moment. I mean, honestly, to be cute about it, Sleeping Giant will wake up because of the crowd noise.
The crowd.
If she should win.
Oh, yeah. My God. Right, but the pressure, though.
The pressure. So the key game for me now, for her, is Saturday night.
We're going. We're ready.
Canada. Oh, my gosh.
So now you come down to Holman. Holman has lost only twice this year. She made 7 finals, has won 5 of them. Carrie Einarsson is the only team to have beaten her. She lost twice this year, and the other one was to a girl from Sweden. This is hers. I hate to use the cliche to lose.
Really, eh?
Mm. She has got to be the dominant.
Wow. I just got, I don't mean to gush, I got a little goosebumpy just now thinking of you.
I can see them.
Thinking of you calling a final with Krista McCarville in that building.
Can you imagine? Amazing. Yeah.
I often find myself getting stuck in a rabbit hole of watching all 3 damn games. I love it. I will say this again, not just because you're here, TSN's coverage of curling is exceptional.
Oh, thanks.
It really, really is. I'm a sucker for the good graphics.
Mm-hmm.
I think the overhead angles and all of the pieces that go into that production are second to none. They do an outstanding job.
We have good people. We really do. I joke. I call them the others. But we do really have some wonderful people who put it all together, who you do not see, who, as you say, Danny, deserve a lot of credit.
What's your gut telling you about this week? Who do you got? Who are you picking?
You have to go with Holman. But again, I mean, somebody's going to have to play exceptionally well to beat her.
For the whole week.
For a whole week.
Yeah.
And then again, remember, too, you've only got 3 teams out of each pool of 9. And that's the difficulty. So if you lose early,
it's hard. That's hard to come around. That's the tough one.
That's the tough, right?
So that's why I say Saturday night will be a crucial game. So Krista, we're talking Thunder Bay and Northern Ontario. Krista has to win. If she can get out of that first weekend 1-1, Mm-hmm. Okay. And she drops one to home and, all right.
This is the time to shine. Scotty's Tournament of Hearts starts tomorrow night at the Gardens. Vic Rutter, it has been such a pleasure having you here in the studio.
Well, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this myself, guys. I totally do.
You've got nothing to do next week. You can come play some contests and stuff.
This takes me back. Makes me feel good. So thank you.
You want to read the news at noon today? We can give you a script. Again, Canada knows curling because of Vic Rutter. And you guys do such an incredible job, and I can't thank you enough for spending the time
My
with
pleasure.
Us because
Absolutely.
It is so nice to have people from afar who come here because they love the sport. Yeah, no. You obviously embrace every community that you go to, and so for you to take the time with us this morning
and
means
I
a
told
lot, so thank
I
you.
I said last night to some of the guys, I said, we unfortunately in our the sport we cover, is that we see only these places we visit in the winter.
And I
am told that this Thunder Bay in the summertime is gorgeous.
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice when you can see water out the window of the hotel, Vic, instead of ice.
Yeah,
so
you go,
if you're ever in the summertime, we'll take you fishing.
All right. My pleasure, guys.
See you on TV next week.